Do you believe in a supreme being somewhere along the line here?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay.
No, I find that to be interesting. I believe that humans, and this is a big responsibility because it's like, I don't believe that God is something other than me. To me, to a lot of witches, though I don't speak for everyone, we understand that the voice of God is heard within our own voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are, there was actually, I had this very profound revelation recently. It sounds quite ironic, but I did a television show recently where I had to be myself on camera 24/7 for a month, 1 month, three and a half weeks. And one day I was out in the gardens of this house where we were filming this show, and God spoke to me. God being he, her, it, what is.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is. God spoke to me, and God said to me, look at the trees around you. And I've been walking in the garden, and there were all these beautiful different species of trees, like, but they were all so healthy and so lush and fresh, and they were moving in the soft morning breeze. And God said, look at the trees. And I said, I'm looking at the trees. And he said to me, do you see how many different trees there are? And I said, yes, I do. And he said, do you understand they're all trees? And I said, yes. And he said, well, as much as they are the same, their diversity is what makes them exist. The fact that there are different species of trees existing side by side allows them to exist. And I said, I understand that. I can see that. And he said to me, well, do you understand that the survival of me, my survival, depends on the diversity of my love? So for me to exist, there has to be a different expression of me, like existing with other different expressions of me. And it was very, very profound because God was saying the survival of God depends on the diversity of my love.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Where was this voice coming from?
Well, I was just walking in the garden, and it came to me.
I mean, because in one breath you say you don't believe in God, yet you hear this voice. So do you think it was coming from within you?
Well, this is the weird thing. It was like, I think for a long time I didn't believe in God or goddess or it as being separate to the human consciousness or
yeah.
the human perspective that it exists. But in this moment, I think I just, it was a great privilege and a great gift, but it was like something just spoke and said, do you understand this? And I said, I do. And it was like this aspect of like, well, this is what you have to communicate through your, you know, the television show you're doing or whatever, is like the survival of God. If God is to survive, it depends on the diversity of his love. So every single religion has to just strive to be the best religion it can be, understanding that every single expression of God's love allows God to exist.
So it sounds like you have changed a little bit, though.
Just a little, because I would say prior to going into this show,
right.
I was an atheist. As much as I was a witch, I didn't feel like, you know, I thought when you die, that's it. It's all over and out. But now I understand it's different. And there's something that we talk about in witchcraft, which is the world answers according to the questions you ask of it. The world can be as exciting or as banal as you, as if, you know, as you choose it to be.
No, I believe that.